The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. My a chilly May 8th. My goodness, what a crazy spring we've had. I mean, it began just absolutely beautiful and spectacular. Joy and I talked often about this was one of the most beautiful springs we have had in years. And then winter has come back. But evidently, if we can make it through the cold tonight, we have a lot of plants out, flowers out. We couldn't wait. And we covered them up a couple nights ago, and we're going to have to cover them all up and bring some of them in. But if we can make it past tonight, it looks like it's clear sailing, and we should be back to somewhat normal temperatures next week. So we will see. But anyway, it is a Friday. It is my privilege to welcome you to the program, and again, remind you that my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Now, this is encouraging. Our friends at Citizens for Community Values authorized a poll done by the group Resolute Group and Data Orbital, well-known polling organizations. And, pardon me, they did a poll of Ohio registered voters. The poll was conducted March 4th to March 7th. We now have the results. Here is the question, and this is something that we're going to face here in the state of Ohio. Several other states have already dealt with this legislatively, and I hope we will as well. Here is the question in the poll. Do you support allowing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to be given to children under 18 if the purpose is changing their gender? All right, now for me, that's a slam dunk. You don't even have to think about this. Why would anybody in their right mind allow a child under the age of 18 to undergo therapy that is extremely controversial, is not based in settled science, and has permanent consequences? I mean, hello? It's not based in settled science. It's very controversial, and it has permanent consequences. Who in their right mind would allow a child to do that under the age of 18? Well, anyway, that was the question. Again, let me read it to you as it was posed to the people who were polled. Do you support allowing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to be given to children under 18 if the purpose is changing their gender? I am so encouraged by this. Ohio registered voters said 73.3% no, no way. 73.3%. 0.6% said, I really don't understand. I get that. Slightly complicated. 7.3% said, I don't know. I'm undecided. 4.4% said, I'm neutral. I really don't care. I could go either way. And those who supported this, 13.6%. Now, I am hoping, I am praying that Ohio legislators will follow in the footsteps of, I think four or five, maybe six states now that have passed legislation prohibiting this kind of treatment for children under the age of 18. I hope and pray that Ohio follows in their footsteps. And if any legislators are listening, and I do have Ohio legislators that listen on a regular basis, why don't you sponsor legislation like this? You will have the support of 73.3% of Ohio registered voters and opposition from only 13.6%. Less than 14% oppose this. However, if this kind of legislation is proposed here in the state of Ohio, the way it will be covered in local news media, you would think that 99% of everybody in Ohio opposes it. Mark my word, I don't make a whole lot of predictions, but I don't even have to go out on a limb on this because I know I'm absolutely correct on this. If this legislation would come to the state of Ohio, this poll by a reputable polling agency, 73.3% oppose this kind of treatment for minors, but the LGBTQ community, who has the media wrapped around their finger. If a leader of the LGBT community, someone from Stonewall, gets on the steps of the state capitol building and sneezes, all three of our local TV stations will cover it live. Did you hear me? If they get on the steps and they sneeze, if they cough, if they hiccup, there will be rainbow banners flying all over local TV news. I'm telling you, it is mind-blowing to see the power of such a tiny, small portion of our community. So anyway, that is the poll put forth from our friends at Citizens for Community Values. Again, one more time, the question, do you support allowing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to be given to children under the age of 18 if the purpose is changing their gender? 73.3% say no, 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 no. It should be illegal. It's child abuse. Blatant, clear, obvious child abuse. But you watch. If this kind of legislation comes to Ohio, oh my goodness, it will be a battle. All right, we're going to take our first break for this hour, and then we'll come back. Have you heard about all the cancellations for this summer? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Get ready to call me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on my next story when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you have not heard, this summer is going to be a summer unlike we have ever experienced here in the state of Ohio, anyway. I don't know about other states. In essence, summer has been canceled. Done, finished, over. I realize that is a little bit of an exaggeration, but not much. basically, summer has been canceled and clear into the fall. And that's the part I don't get. I honestly do not understand the cancellation of things clear in October and November. Now? Really? All right. Now, why do I say that summer has been canceled? Yesterday, the big news was Red, White, and Boom has been canceled. The spinners in the public relations department of Red, White, and Boom put a wonderful spin on it. Said, no, we have not canceled it. We've just changed the format. Instead of having one night live, we're going to take four nights and play old video. I can't wait for that. Can you? I'm sorry, tongue firmly planted in cheek. And a whole lot of people will watch it because by then people are going to be so hungry to see anything. But four nights of old video from past years, I think one night would have been sufficient. But, well, anyway. And then today. That was yesterday. Today. Headline just a few minutes ago. Central Ohio mayors. Township leaders advise communities cancel or postpone 4th of July events. Now, I told you this last week. Was it last week or maybe it was the first of this week? What city was it that began? I think it was Hilliard, I think. I'm not sure, but I think it was Hilliard announced we're closing the swimming pools for the entire summer. Closing them down. Close them up for the entire summer, which, hey, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm a Baptist preacher that is blessed to have a talk show. I think that's nuts. Kids are the ones that benefit most from the pools, and kids have almost zero danger with this virus. I know somebody, some news source reported a 5-year-old here in Ohio died of the COVID-19. I saw that, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And yet when I go to the Ohio Department of Health website and I look for those under, 18? Zero. That's on the official Ohio Department of Health website. Zero. Not one person has died. So if you are a child who enjoys the swimming pools, you have almost no risk whatsoever. It is almost zero. Well, you might get it, but you're not going to get really sick. And the odds of dying are almost none, zero. And so we are taking away the... Yeah, but what about the adults? They can get it. All right, put an age limit on. People age 55 and older cannot get in the water, and if they come to the pool, they got to have a face mask on. Okay. Hey, I enjoy swimming, and I'm a little older than 55. But you know what? I would be willing to give up my summer swimming for the benefit of little kids. I'd be happy to do that. And I think almost all adults would. But anyway, I think it was Hilliard announced that they were going to close the pools. Well, not close them. They're already closed. They're not going to open them at all this summer. The minute they did that, every community in Central Ohio would feel absolutely forced to do the same. Why? Well, if Hilliard closed down and my beloved Westerville decided to open and somebody got sick, lawsuit, how come you didn't do what Hilliard did? Hilliard had enough sense to close their pools. You ignored the dangers. You weren't like Hilliard. And so you opened the pools and now you're going to pay the price. Sad. Anyway, the Central Ohio mayor's township leaders advise communities, cancel! The Central Ohio Mayors and Managers Association, it's called COMA. It may be COMA. No, it has two M's, so I'm pretty sure it's COMA. I don't think it's COMA. The Central Ohio Mayors and Managers Association and the Franklin County Township Association, FCTA. Did you even know that there was a COMA and a FACTA, FCTA? Well, they got together, had a meeting, and they have advised all the communities within Central Ohio to shut her down and keep them down. Quote, the overarching priority guiding our decision is the health and welfare of our residents and communities, said Westerville City Manager Dave Collinsworth, the COMA, or COMA, the COMA chair. And then Chet Cheney, the Perry Township trustee and president of the Franklin County Township Association, said, we all agree that it is in our region's best interest if we are united in this unfortunate but appropriate decision. This policy recommendation supports the foundation of good public health policy and provides, my printer cut the rest of that off. Whitehall Mayor Kim Maggard said social distancing and large group gatherings were carefully and thoughtfully considered. We don't foresee the state's social distancing requirements being reduced significantly, even by the early July, to allow this type of... So anyway, no 4th of July, no fireworks, no swimming pools, no parades. And I'm thinking of the kids. But hey, maybe I'm completely wrong. I just think, I think that's an overreach. And that's coming from someone who is in the high-risk group. My age, medical things, I am definitely in the high-risk group. Don't take this away from the kids. If you can figure out a way to get a haircut, eat in a restaurant, you can't figure out a way that kids could get in a swimming pool that's filled with chlorine? Out in the sun, and we now know that one of the worst enemies for the COVID-19 is sunshine? I don't know. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? This is breaking news. Central Ohio communities, no 4th of July, no parades, swimming pools closed. 877-BOB-LIVE. Tell me what you think. 877-262-5483. Let's talk.